Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Baby, you're my greatest love for several reasons.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
How cocky does he get about his fishing, by the way? The other day, we're sitting there in a meeting, and we're talking about potential listener gatherings and stuff. And John Lopez, just unsolicited, just sits there with a little smirk on his face. You know how John Lopez smiles. He's got that little smirk on his face. Face brightens up. Puts his arms across his chest. Oh, and yeah. Goes, oh, we'll fill that bitch up.
This is In the Loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Drivers, start your engines!
Sports Radio 610.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? John Lopez in the loop going up.
You sounded like the Geico commercial. Hump day.
On a Tuesday, it is decision day for the Houston Texans. The day we've been waiting for is finally here. From today to March 5th, the Texans will have to decide whether or not they're going to slap that franchise tag on J.D. Clowney. All signs point to that happening. Figgy Fig keeping us on the air. It's In the Loop on a Tuesday right here on Sports Radio 610.
That's not a Wednesday.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, and John, we fully expect that within the next less than a month, Brian Gain is going to slap the franchise tag on Jadeveon Clowney.
Oh, probably within today, if not within a few days, he'll get it done, and they'll franchise him. That doesn't mean they're not going to negotiate. That doesn't mean they're not going to get a contract. I am starting to have my doubts that they are going to come away with a contract with Jadeveon Clowney. And a lot of it has to do with a simple two-word phrase description that has all of a sudden become kind of a flashpoint for what Jadeveon Clowney is. You know, this whole worker bee thing. It was intriguing to me. Obviously, I was off yesterday. Didn't get to fish. Too windy, too rainy, too nasty. Hate that when you take an off day and you don't even get to fish. I was a worker bee. I had to work around the trailer and on my boat a little bit rather than anything else. But, we fully expect him to get tagged very soon.
Yeah, he's going to get tagged. And if he does get tagged soon, I thought Seth Payne brought up an interesting angle here because there is a example last season at this time, the first day of the franchise tag, the Miami Dolphins slap it on Jarvis Landry. And Jarvis Landry ended up being shipped off to the Cleveland Browns. So there is something to watch for here in that if the Texans do it earlier, maybe that means they're entertaining the possibility of trading Jadeveon Clowney. This is Mike and Seth's back and forth earlier this morning on Mad Radio on potentially slapping the tag on Jadeveon Clowney sooner rather than later.
They tagged Jarvis Landry on the very first day. Maybe they were that eager to get trade negotiations started. Franchise on the first day, here we go, everybody knows what we're doing, we're not even really negotiating them in good faith anymore. Before we slap the tag on them, we're just gonna go for it.
All right, so are you saying that if the Texans tag Clowney today, Seth Payne will be wondering, does this mean they will trade him? Does this mean they're going to be listening to offers?
That franchise tag on the first day might as well be an open for business sign. That, hey, we are accepting any and all offers. If Clowney wants a long-term deal, and let's say they are a long ways apart, on the deal, the best thing for Clowney to do is to be the opposite of Le'Veon Bell.
Be the opposite of Le'Veon Bell, which means go out there, work your ass off, prove yourself, and then maybe you get that long-term deal. But it is interesting, and Seth brought up a good point in crosstalk as well. I said, why not just slap it on him immediately if you're going to do it? And I guess just because of the negative connotations that a franchise tag has for an NFL player, you don't want to maybe piss him off early on in the process. So that could be the reason why, but If I'm Brian Gain, you're going to do it. Just go ahead and get it done. And especially if it's true that you don't want to have a negotiation with J.D. Clowney, and if you don't think he is the worker bee that fits, you know, what you'd like to commit to when it comes to a long-term deal, then just go ahead and slap him on him. You don't have to front with him. You don't have to insult Buzz Cook, his agent's intelligence. Just go ahead and slap it on him, and then see where it goes from there.
I think we are going to see him franchised earlier than later, and the reason is that they know they are not going to negotiate the kind of contract that he wants. So that being said, go ahead and get the franchise tag on him and see where you're going to go with any offers. You know, what Seth said is right, but I think that's the case all the time. You know, there are very, very few, less than a handful probably in each conference, that is just completely untouchable. You cannot trade for this guy. You know, we know the names, Tom Brady, Pat Mahomes, J.J. Watt, although I guess J.J. Watt later in his career could fall into that category. So to say that, you know, we're gonna be open for business for Jadeveon Clowney because we're tagging him early, I think you're always open for business for Jadeveon Clowney. If somebody just, you know, completely blows you away with a deal, you're absolutely going to listen. So go ahead and tag him, and you can make that a little more clear.
Okay, so you say open for business. So you really think that if the Texans got offered the right deal, they would be willing to trade J.D. Clowney?
Landry, you're open for business for everyone but a handful of players. You're open for business for just about any player if you get the right deal, if somebody wants them that bad. That's what I don't get. I mean, we've seen these deals happen. We've seen these shocker trades happen in the NFL, even where there's not a lot of great trades that are made very often. You know, I'm sure maybe lately, but by and large, not. Everyone is available. You know, if you're not listening, if somebody says, "Look, we got a great offer for fill in the blank," then you're not doing your job. You have to be available to listen.
Well, and other teams have the options of franchise tagging as well. There's a couple guys that you need to keep your eye on if you are the Texans. We're going to hear from J.D. Clowney in 10 minutes. He's actually addressed this. He addressed it the day after the season on what he's looking for and what he likes about Houston as a long-term destination. But first, Brian Gain, when he first took the job, he was asked about what he likes about J.D. Clowney, the player. This is what the Texans GM had to say his first day on the job.
The height, weight, speed, the production, the performance, pass rush ability, guy's a disruptive player, plays the run well. So we're doing our best to fortify our nucleus of players, and we'd like him to be a part of that.
That was early. It seemed like the tone changed a little bit in June, and that was in, you know, January or whenever he took over. 5 months later, the tone changed a little bit. Maybe it's just because it was actually, for lack of a better term, coconut cutting time. Mm-hmm. And it was time to actually, you know, kind of put on a front or something when it comes to negotiations. But this is my question, John. And you know how I am after we do shows and after we talk, sometimes I leave and I listen to what we said.
Right.
And then I just add another element to it, because that's the good thing about sports, is it's such a fluid process. And I'm thinking about this, and I'm reading all these reports, and we know that Bill O'Brien's close with the Peter Kings. He's close with the Albert Breers, and he's had J.D. Clowney his entire career here as a Texan. I mean, that was really the first pick that they made with J.D. Clowney. My thing is this: if you've had a player for 5 years like Bill O'Brien has J.D. Clowney, and he 5 years into this process, he's not your type of guy. He's not the worker bee that you would like to see. Then what is the point of keeping him around? Is it just because he's that talented, or what? Because if you're trying to build a culture, and we always hear Bill O'Brien talk about culture, you're trying to build on the right kind of guy. If J.D. Clowney really isn't your kind of guy, and he's been here for 5 years, we talk about alignment. It'd be one thing if he were a Rick Smith guy and there were mm-hmm. thing, but if these guys are aligned, what's the point of keeping him around?
I'll tell you exactly what the point of keeping him around is, and that is that they don't want to make themselves look bad. This is the number one overall pick in the draft, okay? And if you give up on him now, before he even gets to a second contract, what are you saying about him? But more so, what are you saying about yourself? We screwed up. We don't think we got it right. We understand that he's a freak athlete, but he hasn't blossomed into the player that we want. And I'm really glad you brought up the worker bee thing. I know you guys talked about it yesterday, but as I was working on the trailer, doing some stuff, I was listening to you guys on the app. I've got an interesting, I think it's interesting, opinion on the worker bee thing. That by and large, people kind of are dispelling it. I don't know where you fall on that right now, but kind of like, you know, what does it mean? Why, you know, why is that even a thing? Could it be that the worker bee comment that Peter King got is accurate? That Jadeveon Clowney really is not the hardworking guy that that we've kind of, you know, early on in his career, we wondered about it, and we've kind of let that go. Couldn't it be that he's just not putting in the effort to become an all-pro that they want? And that ties in with what you're talking about. I'll give you three reasons, all right? Peter King, one of, if not the most respected NFL writer there is, right?
Him and I'd throw it up between him and John McClain.
Okay. So Peter King is one of the most, if not the most respected. This worker bee comment, he doesn't just...
He's not going to pull it out of his ass.
He just doesn't get it out of thin air.
He's not Skip Bayless. He's not a hot taker. Like, he's not just going to pull this out of nowhere. It's an educated opinion.
No. That quote probably came from someone in that building. You know, he didn't come up with that term out of thin air. That's number one. So maybe Clowney is, you know, an issue in terms of the work he puts in. The second thing, he had this reputation out of South Carolina, taking the last year off
Steve
and all
Spurrier.
That.
Steve Spurrier.
And it wasn't.
We listened to it yesterday.
I was going to say, and it wasn't just a reputation. It was Steve Spurrier, and it was his defensive coordinator. And I forget the guy's name, and I apologize. But his defensive coordinator had a quote about that was very similar to he's not the worker bee. Number three, B.O.B.'s comments, even though he wasn't direct like we saw in Peter King's column, during training camp and all the
weirdness. It was weird as hell, John.
Yeah, the obscure.
It was weird as hell. Because the timeline of the whole thing, this isn't hindsight being 2020. In the moment, you and I weren't even on a show together. Mm-hmm. And then we went to the Greenbrier in West Virginia.
Right.
And you and I kept saying, something weird is going on, because it seemed like a
they were talking
conclusion.
Around it.
Brian Gain,
he was injured. He wasn't injured. He sat out for obscure reasons, very mysterious reasons.
And Brian Gain was all in when he first took the job on getting a deal for J.D. Clowney and Bernardrick McKinney. Bernardrick McKinney gets his new deal. J.D. Clowney doesn't get his new deal. Then all of a sudden he's injured. There's a report that he had a scope. Mm-hmm. He's not ready. Bill O'Brien guarantees that he's going to be ready for training camp. Then all of a sudden he says he's going to be ready for week one. We're at training camp. He's on the field 1 minute. He's
running,
in the locker room the next minute.
But then not practicing.
And then 3 weeks into the season, and I know for a fact that people there were pissed off about this.
Yeah.
People at NRG. J.D. Clowney's basically saying that he's a little bit rusty because he wasn't able to practice, almost hinting as if it wasn't even his own decision.
Right.
It was weird last year. And I don't know if they've always felt this way about Clowney, or if just the weirdness of last year is why we are where we are.
Well, and that's the other part of this. You know, that's the third thing. B.O.B.'s comments, the mysterious way that he was
love
kind
when
of
you
handled
have lists, by
during
the way.
A training camp.
I can't even
Thank
stand
you.
Up right now.
And B.O.B. has done this before. Remember who was the linebacker that he was talking about a couple of years ago? Well, he can't, you know, he's just not putting in the effort or whatever. He came in out of shape, whatever it was. So this is his kind of M.O. And here's the last part, all right? I said three. It's actually four things. His performance. You said it. 5 years in, number one overall pick, and I know you're probably going to use this as a drop, but I don't care. With a body like that and a skill set like that, and he still hasn't become an all-pro.
That ain't no drop.
I mean,
you oversold the hell out of that.
Jadeveon Clowney
what is wrong with you?
Jadeveon Clowney has a hell of a body. He really does.
Now that's a drop
right
there.
That's a drop. Yeah.
Now that's a drop.
You're welcome. I did that on purpose.
Mark that one, Figgy.
But with a body like that, with a skill set like that, with the ability that he has, and he's still just kind of the same guy he was as a rookie.
We're going to hear from J.D. Clowney next. Why does J.D. Clowney want the contract he wants? We're going to hear it straight from the Texans' edge rusher next. In the Loop, going up on a Tuesday with Landry Lopez and Figgy Fig on Sports Radio 610. Keep it locked.
Club going up on a Tuesday.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.